Hi, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We can have the next 15 minutes together, so maybe you can run get a little snack and settle right beside the radio so you don't miss one word of the songs or story. You know, the children in many countries don't have a copy of the Bible in their own language. We are blessed to have the Bible to read and find out what God wants us to know. If you have a Bible in your home, I hope you'll read it every day. If it seems hard to get started, go to the Gospel of John and start there. You will find precious truth about God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who He is, and the wonderful things He's done for us. But now, let's listen as the choir sings. Choir? Thank you, choir. I love to hear your singing. And I also love to hear our birds sing. I hope you boys and girls will pay attention to the little birds that are around your home. There are some darling little bluebirds outside my office window. They have a birdhouse and have raised several little families there, and they're a joy to watch. Then we have some lovely redbirds and wrens and other beauties near our porch at home. It's amazing to see God's handiwork in every one. If you or I painted a bluebird, we would just brush on the different colors as one big space. But God does it with tiny, fragile, individual feathers and makes each feather grow in just the right place to make the right color on each part of the bird's little body. I picked up one feather from the ground the other day, a tiny bluebird feather that had fallen. Tiny as it was, you could see the hundreds of individual minute barbs that make up the plume, and each one colored just so. Then you realize God did that for every kind and size of bird, and there are millions of them all over the world. Amazing! As the prophet Balaam said, "What hath God wrought?" God's creation is amazing. I hope you'll take time to see it and study it and praise the Lord for it. Maybe you can even put up a birdhouse for some to have a nest, or fill a hummingbird feeder with sweet nectar for the hummingbirds to enjoy and get strength for their long journey. Oh, God is so good. Let's seek and trust Him every day. He sees each sparrow's fall. How much more does He love and care for you? Psalm says, "Blessed is the man, or boy or girl, that trusteth in Him." Now, here's the choir before story time.
Jesus, 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 sweetest name of all.
And now today's story, The Relentless Hunt. So much for Saul's promises. Not many months after David graciously spared his life, Saul and his army were back on the hunt again to assassinate David. Saul's jealousy and rage knew no boundary. David got word that even though he was out in the wilderness, Saul was still on his trail. Will the king never stop, he thought, and he sent spies to search out Saul's camp. David and his men slipped through the darkness. Sure enough, there it was. What a picture! Spread out under the stars lay Saul's 3,000 soldiers, sleeping in a wide circle around him. Protected in a trench in the center of the great expanse, the king was sleeping with his spear stuck in the ground by his bolster pillow. Snoozing nearby was his captain, Abner, Saul's personal guard and head of Israel's army. They felt secure. Not even one guard was posted. From a distance, David viewed the layout and asked, "Who will go down with me to Saul's camp?" Abishai quickly volunteered. Then he and David silently stole to the camp's edge. Abishai fairly quivered in excitement. "Look, David, look at them. And there's Saul in the middle. This is perfect. God's delivered your enemy into your hands. Let me go down and kill him. I'll smite him with his own spear. I'll get him the first time. I promise I won't stab him twice." David saw it was the perfect opportunity, but he resisted. "No, absolutely not. Saul is the Lord's anointed, and we would be guilty if we touched him. No, the Lord will smite him in his time, or he'll die naturally or in battle, but he won't die at my hand. But do this. Go get his spear and water canteen by his pillow, and let's get out of here." They silently sneaked away from Saul's camp. No one even knew they were there, because the whole army was asleep. Not just dozing, but sound asleep, because the Lord had caused a deep sleep to fall on all Saul's soldiers. You might say God gave them a heavenly sleeping pill. Climbing up a distant hill and looking down on Saul's camp, David called loudly, "Abner! Abner, captain of the king's host!" Abner woke up, and not knowing what was happening, he called, "Who are you? Who's disturbing the king?" David shouted, "Abner, I thought you were a valiant man, the best in Israel. Why didn't you protect your king? Someone came to kill him, and you did nothing. This is a crime worthy of death. You did not protect your master, the Lord's anointed. Look here. Look who has the king's spear and canteen." And he held it up for all to see. By now, everyone in camp was wide awake, including King Saul. Oh, he recognized that voice. "David, is that you?" he called. "Yes, O king. But why do you keep tracking and trying to kill me? What evil have I done? I had the perfect chance to kill you just now, but I spared your life. If God has stirred your anger against me, if I've done wrong, then I will seek his forgiveness and offer sacrifice. If people have caused your hatred against me, let them be judged. But don't kill me. Don't shed my blood. I'm nothing. You're hunting me as if I were a flea or defenseless bird." David's earnest plea seemed to soften Saul's anger. He seemed to be sorry for his hatred and vengeance. "I have sinned," he said. "Go back, David. You preserved my life today, and I won't harm you any more. I have played the fool, but from now on I won't try to kill you." David took the king at his word. He held up the king's spear. As it shone in the moonlight, David called, "Send one of your men over to get it. I have done right by you. Now let the king value my life, and may the Lord deliver me out of all my trouble." Another episode with Saul and his fiery jealousy was now quieted. He pronounced the blessing on David and acknowledged that God would use him to do great things and be victorious. The tense encounter was over. David went back to camp and Saul returned to his place. All this trouble fell because Saul was filled with pride and jealousy. He would not bow his knee in obedience to God, and he would not give place to God's chosen servant. Pride is a great sin that God hates. God said, "Woe to the crown of pride," in Isaiah. "Thy terribleness hath deceived thee, and the pride of thine heart I will bring thee down." We should not be proud against God. He allows us to live. We breathe his air. Our very lives depend upon him. So let's be humble before him. Admit that we need the Savior. Confess our sin and receive eternal life. Don't let your pride keep you from the Lord Jesus. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.